Yesterday at the Rotary Club, Mayor President Sharon Weston-Broom gave her State of the City address. It kicks off the Rotary year every year. Packed house out there at Drusilla, by the way. Mayor President Sharon Weston-Broom joins us right now with kind of a recap. Mayor Broom, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
I am great, and Happy New Year to you as well. I'm looking forward to 2023, Brian.
So, same, obviously, likewise. Now, we're going to get into a little bit of the nitty-gritty of what you had to say, but I got to tell you, I heard the term red stick rising quite a bit throughout your speech yesterday. Is that going to be an ongoing theme? Is that going to be the messaging here?
That's going to be my message for 2023. As I shared, I got that had that aha moment as we were bringing in the new year early downtown on Saturday with the families of Baton Rouge, and we, as you know, raised the red stick at 12 noon, and then that night we lower it. But as I watched and as we did the count up, if you will, I really thought about all of the things that we have accomplished. And, you know, we are red stick rising. So, yes, that will be my theme for 2023.
Give me a few examples of where we will be rising.
Well, first of all, you know, we are going to continue to elevate and rise as it relates to our economy. You might have heard me say yesterday that our economy is good. And I like to quote Adam Knapp, who says we have people who are interested in Baton Rouge businesses that reach out to our chamber almost on a daily basis. So I anticipate seeing more of that happen. Just yesterday, a woman came up to me who was at the Rotary Club and said, hey, I'm one of those individuals who chose to live here in Baton Rouge. She now works for a major organization here. And she talked about all of the assets. And she felt like Baton Rouge was a hidden gem in the state of Louisiana. So we're going to continue to accentuate that. We're going to continue to encourage our film industry. I know you know about National Treasure and the impact that it has made in our city with that with the film or television show making a big impact. And we believe that we are certainly on the rise, if you will, to see more of the film industry. So, you know, that $50 million that the Edge of History made in terms of Baton Rouge and the $17 million on our Louisiana payroll, we're going to continue to promote that. I have to say that we're going to continue as it relates to public safety. You know, we put out a document yesterday that showed some of our accomplishments and where we're headed. And, Brian, you know, public safety is always a conversation. I know you have it a lot on your show, but we want to look at the data, and the data certainly shows us that we had a 21% reduction in homicides. So we're going to continue to work with our public safety partnership plan that has been established to continue to get those numbers down.
The this might be the only section where you don't want red stick rising, because the homicide rate did drop in 2022. That being said, it's still ridiculously high. How do we capitalize on the downward trend and continue it?
Well, we capitalize by certainly working the plan that has gotten us to the decrease and intensifying those efforts. We do it by engaging our community as we've done on a higher level. We do it by putting our young workers, our young young people, I would say, to work to make sure that there is a trajectory where people have opportunities in our city and in our parish.
We're talking with Mayor President Sharon Weston-Broom about yesterday's State of the City address and a few of the highlights. Mayor, if we could go back to some of the economic ones, I wanted to lean in on one thing that you said, that, and it was right there in the booklet, which I'm holding right now, that really hit me by surprise. At the turn of the new year, there were a number of news stories talking about net out-migration in Louisiana, but you have a number here, 8,656 people moving into positive net migration for 2022.
What, yeah, 8,000.
I'm sorry. Yeah, 86. Yeah, 8,656. Those people coming in, is that city, parish, or region?
I got that information, of course, from the Baton Rouge Chamber.
Okay.
I would probably say, and I could certainly confirm this, that it is indeed East Baton Rouge Parish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I guess that's bucking the trend for the state, to be sure. We're seeing out-migration in Louisiana for multiple different reasons, and we're kind of in the middle of that. Like, if you look down the road in New Orleans, we know what problems they've got. But then when you look at other parts of Louisiana, it's more of an economic problem. So it's – can you point to a few of the things specifically that we're doing differently? I think Amazon would kind of top that list, right?
Yeah, of course, Amazon. But I would say what we're doing differently is what we have to offer. And I think sometimes as a community, we don't realize what other people from the outside see about Baton Rouge. For example, you heard me talk about yesterday the new Borrell Aviation that's coming to the Baton Rouge Metro Airport, the 53-acre development, which is represents an investment of $183 million. Well, if you were at that groundbreaking, you heard one of their executives talk about that he was from Louisiana. And when he looked at Baton Rouge and how Baton Rouge is rising and all of the assets, that he thought that this would be a great place to be for their business. And he sold it to the rest of the executive team. You know, we had a great census in 2020. It showed a big increase since 2010 of population. We're growing at twice the rate of Jefferson Parish, according to that census. So, you know, the state capital in general is growing, and Baton Rouge is certainly the economic driver for this region.
We're talking with Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome about the State of the City address from yesterday. Let's move over to transportation, if we can. I apologize. I would cover the public safety a lot more, but I know we're having Chief Murphy Paul on next Tuesday.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He obviously bumps me. I know.
I just look. If I can get down department by department, I'm totally going to and get to the nitty gritty. Transportation. Move EBR has done a lot within the last year, and there's a lot more to come. What are a few of the highlights from yesterday, and what are the goals for this year?
Well, first of all, the College Drive project, we have been working on from Perkins Road to I-10 with walking bike paths. I will tell you that every council district has a Move EBR enhancement project that will be worked on. And you can find that list at moveebr.brla.gov. Yesterday, you heard me talk about the Advanced Traffic Management Center, and that our signals are being connected to that. That our director right now, Transportation and Development, and really the person who's leading our Public Works Department, Fred Rayford, is working tirelessly and has during the past year to make sure that we have those lights synchronized. And I talked a lot about all of the synchronization that is going on and will continue to go on. And Brian, is very important, as we know that we're going to have the major state road projects, I-10, that will be taking place. So that certainly, you will see that continue, but we've already accomplished 80% of our signal synchronization. In addition, the Florida Boulevard project from I-110 to Airline Highway with the walking and bike paths, improved intersections, and enhancement appearance. The idea, of course, as I shared with the synchronization, means that you can count on consistent commute times. And it doesn't mean you'll never hit a red light, but the consistency is something that you can count on. So Move EBR is on track. People can find out what's going on at moveebr.brla.gov. Brian, something I didn't say yesterday that I really have to talk about. Do we have to go to a break?
We're good. We got like five more minutes.
So yesterday I wanted to talk about what's going on with our information systems department, our IT department. You know, we have a gem in our GIS mapping system. We have an opportunity, and we're going to continue to grow in this area. And I have to give a shout out to Eric Romero, our director there. But did you know that you can go to our GIS mapping system, any citizen in the city, you can put your address in there, and you can find out information about, you know, garbage pickup, other city parish work. We want to include, and we have included, for example, road work that may be taking place in your area. So this is a great resource for people to hone in on the work of city parish government that is taking place in their neighborhood. And it's through our GIS mapping system. All you have to do is go to that through our brla.gov website. Mm-hmm. And you can really connect to a lot of information. And I don't really think that that has been elevated in terms of a viable and important resource for our citizens here. So I really wanted to get that word out.
No, very much. Very much. And we've talked to Eric, and it's underutilized. I mean, you can go and report anything from my garbage wasn't picked up to there's a pothole to somebody threw a refrigerator in the canal behind me. Like, it's unbelievably underutilized and a fantastic resource. We've got Mayor President Sharon Westenbroom on with us. Okay, we got to talk stormwater drainage because while there were a number of updates, there's still a ton of work to be done, and I've got to ask where we're headed with this, especially in connection with the proposal that never really got off the ground late last year with the $40 million and whatnot. Where are we headed? What can we expect in 2023 to get work done?
Well, you can expect us to continue to work on our drainage issues, as we have invested $56 million for drainage, you can expect us to start talking more about the results of the stormwater master plan. Now, we had a big meeting, I want to say it was back in August of 2022, where we revealed the results of the stormwater master plan. Our goal is to put that plan into implementation in 2023, area by area. Of course, it takes resources to do that. Now, the other part of that—that's my the other part of the stormwater issue is that the stormwater utility fee, which we were attempting to get that to fee to help us with our environmental issues surrounding stormwater. And I have to tell you, Brian, we will be having a class for the citizens to come to on Stormwater 101, because stormwater is a very complex issue. You've got the stormwater management plan. Mm-hmm. You've got the issues surrounding the environmental component of our stormwater. So the effects of the storm water runoff there is a very critical issue. And it's not only happening here in Baton Rouge, it's happening throughout cities in America. You heard me talk about yesterday that I will be implementing and forming a forum in the context of a stormwater advisory committee. Yep. So our citizens and other professionals can participate in that as we work through addressing the citizens' needs and meet our state and federal mandated stormwater requirements.
Got Mayor President Sharon Westenbroom. If I can keep you for two more minutes to continue on with that for just a second. The advisory committee, when you announced that yesterday, I was all in because I think, Mayor, we can look back on the utility, on the fee that was proposed and just, I don't know what went wrong or where it all fell apart, but there were definitely gaps in communication, and it could have been executed better.
I'm not going to deny that, Brian. It could have been executed better. You're absolutely right. There were gaps in communication. I think everyone's motives were pure in trying to get that passed. But, you know, when there's consternation among citizens who don't, you know, are concerned, and you got council members who are concerned, I think that was a signal to pull it back, which is what I did.
And this forming or this announcement of a committee sounds like you don't want to make the same mistake twice.
Absolutely. You know, that's a when you're a leader, you lead and learn.
Mayor President Sharon Westenbroom. Oh, wait, last one before. With the committee, though, do we have timelines on when they're going to be called upon, asked, and come to fruition?
So we're going to reveal the details of the committee. We're going to announce that in February. As I said yesterday, it's going to include Metro Council members, residents, business community, commercial property owners. And we want this to be a very solid group of individuals who are committed to not just having conversations, but helping us move the needle when it comes to our stormwater issues.
Mayor President Sharon Westenbroom, I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. And yes, this conversation will continue throughout the year on all facets of what we heard about yesterday within the State of the City address. Thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you.